In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as breaking news. The Hong Kong Bitcoin and Ethereum ETF structures have been revealed at the April 30th launch. Not only that, but Harvest Fund, the $230 billion fund, is going to be trading with 0% fees. Let that sink in. We'll also be discussing the Binance founder should be jailed for 36 months, according to the U.S. prosecutors. That means 3 years behind bars. We'll also be discussing, I moved on to other things, says Satoshi Nakamoto's final email revisited 13 years later. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be discussing 1 million Bitcoin price still in play amid this macro liquidity surge, according to Arthur Hayes. And speaking of million-dollar price predictions, billionaire crypto OG Brock Pierce unveils a reasonable price target for Bitcoin. Hint, hint. $1 million. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1619. I'm Yosh JV, and it's April 24th, 2024. Let's kick it off with our market watch, as we do each and every day. You can see Bitcoin trading just above 64,000, down 3.5% on the day. We have Ether, Solana, Cardano, XRP, all the major cryptos correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're still sitting at a 2.4 trillion market cap with roughly 80 billion worth of volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance 53.3%, with the Ether dominance at 16.2%. My question for the chat, how high do you think that Bitcoin Dom will likely climb for this particular cycle? Can you see 60, 70%? Let me know your thoughts. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours. Today, we got Bonk leading the pack, up 13% on the day and 80% on the week with a 1.6 billion market cap, followed by Algorand, up 12% on the day and 26% on the week with a 1.7 billion market cap, followed by WIF, up 7% on the day and 32% on the week with a $3.2 billion market cap. Below that, we got Ondo, Chili's, and Near. Now, which particular altcoins family are you guys most bullish on for this particular bull run? Holla in the chat. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get more of the visual perspective. Safe to say 95% of the top 100 crypto coins are correcting and in the red. And zooming out on the monthly, very similar. The majority correcting, bleeding, and in the red. Can you say Rex City? And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, as you can see on your screen, we're currently rated a 72 greed. Yesterday, 71. Last week, 67. And last month, a 75 in greed. So there you have it, my crypto family. Pump the stream. Let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out some of the charts with the price action likely to go next. Here you're looking at the 1 hour chart. Bitcoin kept up pressure on key resistance into April 24th as research showed the whales buying that freaking dip. The Bitcoin price action circled 67,000 after a boost of the latest daily close, according to TradingView. And still within a narrowing range, the bulls continue to grind away at the nearby order book liquidity, as you can see here on this heat map. And according to the current figures from CoinGlass, a bid wall of around 35 million on Binance was taken into the daily close, with the bulk of asset liquidity now sitting between 67 and 67.5, quoting the analysts here, Material Indicators. A one-month view of the order book illustrates how dynamic changes in liquidity placement impact the overall price action, the net effect of blocks of Bitcoin asset liquidity moving lower, and some blocks of bid liquidity moving higher, tightens up the active trading range to roughly $62,000 to $68,000. And here you can see the order book liquidity on the largest crypto exchange, which is Binance. So the chart additionally showed trading behavior amongst classes of the Bitcoin whales. Of interest is the 1 to 10 million order category, which in contrast to others increased exposure throughout this month of April. This adds to the existing findings from sentiment, which new analysis reveals FOMO on part of the wallets with a balance between 1,000 and 10,000 BTC. Quoting sentiment here, Bitcoin's key whale tier holding 1,000 to 10,000 BTC are supporting this rise and have now accumulated 266,000 more BTC since the start of 2024. This translates to an accumulation of 1.24% of the entire supply. The crowd is also showing a high degree of FOMO. Let's freaking go. The class of whales under examination now owns more than a quarter of the Bitcoin supply, heading for even newer, higher records. The day prior, meanwhile, trading firm QCP Capital suggests that the crypto markets could enjoy a final stretch of low volatility before a seismic shift takes hold. That's right. In their latest edition of It's New York Color market update sent on its Telegram channel, QCP described what it called unsettling quietness. Quoting them here, Bitcoin is right smack in the middle, 60 to 73,000 range, and Bitcoin front end volumes have trickled down closer to 60%. Just last week, we had the fourth Bitcoin halving, and the market was panicking over the outbreak of war in the Middle East, which has since de-escalated. That's right. We actually captured that live when the halving occurred at block 840,000. Let me know if you were here on the stream. It was pretty lit. I was celebrating. We sparked the sage. We popped bottles of champagne. It was pretty awesome. Anyways, analysts referenced the reset in Bitcoin funding rates and a slow but steady return of interest to the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs. Quoting them here, demand from TradeFi continues to stream, and albeit at a slower pace, with BlackRock posting 70 consecutive days of inflows, the update concluded. Is this the calm before the storm? Let me know your thoughts. Now, BlackRock now officially holding 272,000 plus biddies and just getting started. Holla. But let's continue with our next story of the day, shall we? On everyone's mind, ETFs out of Hong Kong. Hong Kong Bitcoin and Ether ETF structures revealed ahead of the April 30th launch. That's only 6 days away. And other breaking news, they're going to begin trading on the 30th in 6 days with a 0% fee. At least that's the $230 billion Harvest Fund Bitcoin ETF. Bitcoin ETF fee wars begin in Hong Kong. Can you say game theory in full effect? Here's the latest. Hong Kong spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs will be remarkably different from their U.S. counterparts as the city regulator greenlit them for the April 30th launch. Let's go. According to the report of one of the issuers, China AMC, the spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs will track performance of the CME crypto indexes. Redemptions will be available in both fiat money and crypto funds. Even nicer. And in addition, China AMC's crypto ETFs will be denominated in three currencies. We have the US dollar, the Hong Kong dollar, and the Chinese yuan. Now, investment asset manager BOCI Prudential and crypto exchange OSL will act as the custodians for the ETFs. Now, the aforementioned two firms will also custody spot Bitcoin and Ether ETF assets for issuer Harvest Global. Now, BOCI and OSL effectively solves problems such as excessive margin requirements, price premiums caused by missing short positions, and roll losses, thereby more accurately reflecting the real-time value of Bitcoin and Ethereum. Meanwhile, Hong Kong-based Hashkey Capital will jointly launch the spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs with Becerra Asset Management. And regarding the future crypto ETFs, here's what their staff wrote. The approval of the virtual asset spot ETF and the innovative introduction of a currency holding subscription mechanism are expected to further promote the development of the virtual asset market in Hong Kong and even Asia, attracting more global capital inflows. Now, on April 24th, Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas mentioned that Hong Kong Bitcoin ETF management fees will range from 0.3% to 0.99%. This is much higher than U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs, where some issuers charge less than 0.25% per year. Now, the potential fee war could break out in Hong Kong over these Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs. As I reported a little earlier, Harvest Fund is going to have a 0% fee. Don't get no better than that. Let's go. All three ETF issuers will create and redeem ETF shares on Hong Kong's regulated crypto exchanges, OSL and Hashkey. Yes, please. Each day, investors will have until 11 a.m. local time to redeem their shares for cash or until 4 p.m. local for crypto withdrawals. Now, BOCI Prudential will serve as a custodian for all the issuers, while market makers include Vivien Court, Virtue Financial, and others. So there you go. Crypto fam, game theory in full effect, 6 days away until the Hong Kong ETFs officially go live. And keep in mind, this is the very first Ethereum spot ETF in existence coming out of Hong Kong. So let's freaking go. Let's keep the show moving. CZ, the Binance CEO who had to step down and pay like that $4-point-something billion fine to the Department of Justice and all these fees to the SEC, they're trying to put him in jail for 3 years. That's right. The headline reads, Binance founder should be jailed for 36 months, according to the U.S. prosecutor. Let's break it down. As U.S. authorities are preparing to give a sentence to the Binance founder CZ, Changpeng Zhao, April 30th, which is 6 days away. Ironic, the same day the ETFs go live in Hong Kong. Prosecutors have requested jail time for the former CEO. The Binance founder should serve 36 months in prison after pleading guilty to violating laws against money laundering, U.S. prosecutors said in the court filing April 23rd, quoting them here, given the magnitude of CZ's willful violation of U.S. law and its consequences, an above guideline sentence of 36 months is warranted. The prosecutors wrote in the filing to the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington. That sentence, together with an agreed $50 million fine, again, after he just paid $4 billion to the DOJ, is sufficient but not greater than necessary to balance the relevant 18 USC factors and achieve the goal of sentencing, the filing added. Now, CZ pleaded guilty to violating money laundering requirements in the U.S. and stepped down as the CEO of Binance back in November 2023. CZ subsequently faced a $50 million fine served directly to him in addition to larger penalties to Binance. And according to the online reports, federal sentencing guidelines set a maximum sentence of 18 months in prison for CZ, who had agreed not to appeal against any stretch up to that length. He has been free in the U.S. on a $175 million bond. And after CZ admitted to violating U.S. money laundering laws, he and Binance agreed to pay the U.S. government $4.3 billion in fines to end the criminal case. You would think he'd get off the hook with that, for Christ's sake. $4.3 billion ain't no joke. In return, Binance was allowed to continue operating while complying with U.S. laws. And despite stepping down from Binance, CZ remains involved in the crypto industry. In March, CZ announced a new educational project devoted to crypto and blockchain, stressing the initiative will have no new tokens, named Giggle Academy. Interesting name. The project specifically targets as much the younger population or 2 to 3 year olds, according to CZ's post. Interesting. Targeting 2 to 3 year olds. That just gets a little weird. Finally settled on the logo for Giggle Academy. What can you see in the logo? I mean, it's a star with a winky face. Again, very interesting. April 24th, CZ showcased the logo of his new educational project. We wanted the Giggle Academy logo to show youth, fun, positive energy, and growth. Let me know if you get that out of that icon there for the logo. But nonetheless, I want to know your thoughts with him potentially serving 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to money laundering charges. You know what I mean? With this whole battle against the SEC and after paying that $4.3 billion fine to the Department of Justice. And as we covered in yesterday's episode, we got the SEC going after Ripple Labs for a $2 billion fine. Now, $1 billion is $1,000 million. You can't make this ish up. I think it's kind of crazy, but I want to know your thoughts. And personally, I don't know. I don't know if I'm in favor of CZ going to prison. I think after paying a $4.3 billion fine to the DOJ and paying hundreds of millions and this and that and this and stepping down, let the man live and pursue educating these two-year-olds, which I find ironic, but nonetheless, I digress. Let's dive into our next story of the day, family. Satoshi. Speaking of Satoshi, yo, check this out. I have moved on to other things. Says Satoshi's final email revisited 13 years later. That's right. The pseudonymous creator of Bitcoin decided to move on to other things 13 years ago when they sent the last communication to Bitcoin's first developers April 23rd, 2011. Bitcoin Core developer Mike Hearn previously revealed the final instructions as part of the email exchange with Nakamoto about the challenges and technical aspects of implementing Bitcoin functionalities to control spam using Bitcoin as collateral. Quoting him here, "I do hope your Bitcoin J continues to be developed into an alternative client. It gives Java devs something to work on, and it's easier with a simpler foundation that doesn't have to do everything." Now, Satoshi's final message also adds a sense of passage. Quoting him here, "I had a few other things on my mind, as always. I have moved on to other things. It's in good hands with Gavin and everyone." Now, Nakamoto's identity remains one of the tech world's biggest mysteries, since no conclusive evidence has been found, which makes the communication with Bitcoin's first adopters a rich source of info about the early days of the King Crypto. Now, various individuals have speculated to be the original crypto inventor. We all know Fake Toshi, aka Craig Wright, and the Australian computer scientist claiming to be Nakamoto in 2016. Wright faced a lawsuit by crypto open patent alliance known as COPPA with the UK judge James Mellor, ruling he did not create Bitcoin last March. Satoshi's first introduced the world of Bitcoin with the publication of the white paper October 31st, 2008, which was circulated amongst mailing lists of cryptographers. The paper outlined a method of using peer-to-peer network to create a system of digital transactions without relying on trust or third-party involvement. Satoshi continued to work on Bitcoin software until 2010, when they handed over control to other developers. Since then, Bitcoin has gone on to become a $1.3 trillion asset. So there you go. How many of you have read some of Satoshi's emails, which more recently got released? Please do let me know. Always interesting finds in there. Something Jack Mahler's alluded to is in the initial communications and emails of Satoshi, he never referred to the blockchain as the blockchain. He referred to it as the time chain, which is interesting, as he invented his own time space on the internet, which makes Bitcoin so revolutionary and genius. And if you missed Jack Mahler's speech that he gave in Portugal, Madeira, be sure to check that one out. I watched it twice. I even watched it with my daughter, and I said, pay attention. You need to learn about this stuff. Let's dive into our first $1 million price prediction from this man right here, Arthur Hayes, just blaze. The headline reads, 1 million Bitcoin price still in play amid the macro liquidity surge. You heard? Bitcoin and crypto investors have a golden opportunity to buy the dip in the coming months, says OG Arthur Hayes. He said in a blog post called Left Curve, released April 24th, that he forecasts the crypto bull market shall continue. That's right. Bitcoin's block subsidy halving has come and gone, and crypto markets are booming versus the US dollar, aka monopoly slash tulip bulb fiat and other fiat currencies. This, Hayes says, is no coincidence. Governments around the world will keep printing money to manage their debt burdens, and their currencies will lose out against Bitcoin and the alts. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is the hardest money ever created. If you sold ish coins for fiat that you don't immediately need for living expenses, you are effing up. Fiat will continue to be printed ad infinitum until the system resets. Preach. If you sold ish coins for Bitcoin, you get a pass, he told readers. There you go. Hayes is no longer or a stranger to pretending the collapse of the fiat-based economies, including that of the United States of America. 2024 is the election year for the U.S., so the impetus to expand the money supply is even more apparent because politicians' popularity effectively depends upon it. Quoting him here, the undecided voters who determine the electoral winners do so based on how they feel about the economy. He does make a good point there. And he also says, as the chart depicts, an incumbent president's reelection odds drop from 67 to 33% if the general population feels the economy is in a recession during an election year. Very interesting stats here. Now, Hayes concluded that regardless of who wins the U.S. presidential election, the printing will accelerate. And I agree. It don't matter if we get Trump or JB. Once again, we're still going to put hashtag FJB, and the money printing will continue to go Respect, 100%. Now, crypto traders should be prepared for the fiat devaluation by buying that freaking dip, as it should ignite the powder keg for the rampant crypto bull market. Quoting him again, whatever the flavor of crypto risk excites you, the next few months will present the golden opportunity to add to positions. I agree. Let me know your thoughts. Now let's discuss the road to a milli Bitcoin price remaining. Bitcoin is already in the spotlight as a lifeline against fiat inflation, with the US dollar pummeling emerging market currencies this year. The phenomenon has not gone unnoticed. Earlier in the month, Cathie Wood, CEO of ARK Invest, smashed the likes for Cathie Wood broskies, made the case for Bitcoin as a hedge against horrible fiscal and monetary policies. Quoting her here, I think this is a flight to safety, believe it or not, taking place. She shared to the mainstream, a hedge against devaluation, a hedge against a loss of purchasing power and wealth. That's right. It's a hedge against so much. A hedge against devaluation. It's a flight to safety. A hedge against deflation. A hedge against inflation. And it's also an insurance policy. And I've heard Cathie Wood share all of the above. Now, while Hayes did not give an updated Bitcoin price target, he suggests the path from 70,000 to a million for Bitcoin may not be as difficult as its history rising from zero. Quoting him again, rarely in markets do the things that got you here, Bitcoin from zero in 2009 to 70,000 in 2024, get you there. Bitcoin to a million. He acknowledged, however, the macro setup that created the fiat liquidity surge that powered Bitcoin's ascent will only get more pronounced as the sovereign debt bubble begins to burst. So there you go. And speaking of bubbles, shout out Little Bubble, my favorite bubble of them all. Yeah. Shout out Muhammad, became a MicroStrategy member for 2 months. Respect. Appreciate the support, family. Now let's dive into our featured story of the day, shall we? I have a $1 million price prediction for you from crypto OG Brock Pierce, who unveils his reasonable price target for the King Crypto. He also gives us a target for this particular cycle. So let's break this one down. He was recently just interviewed on TV. So here we go. Early Bitcoin adopter Brock Pierce is revealing what he thinks is a reasonable price target for the King Crypto as we move into a new phase. He was recently interviewed on Fox Business. And also, as you know, he's the co-founder of Tether, USDT, and says that the recent explosion in Bitcoin fees as new applications are being built for its blockchain represents a bullish catalyst for the flagship crypto. Quoting him here, it is what we have seen. Bitcoin had record fees during this halving because a lot of what we call layer two technologies, the idea of building on Bitcoin. If you have heard of Ethereum, it is all the other applications that have moved away from Bitcoin. But Bitcoin is back and delivering smart functionality, NFT functionality, meme technologies. All of these things are now being built on top of Bitcoin for the first time since almost a decade ago. And in anticipation of that, record fees as people are trying to get in to be the first on having all these new things that are being built on top of Bitcoin. Very exciting. I am happy with the price. Now, Pierce, the former actor, you remember him from the Mighty Ducks back in the day? I do. He says that $150,000 is a viable price target for the current bull market, but that $1 million per coin is more likely over the long term. So let me reiterate, he's saying for this particular cycle peak, we hit 150,000, but that 1 million is inevitably going to happen. Quoting him again, I think it is likely we'll see north of $100,000 per coin. I think 150,000 is probably a reasonable target at some point this year, 2024, fam. And long term, it's 1 million per BTC or more. It's a binary outcome. Bitcoin either goes to zero, not really, or over $1 million, unless something happens. So it is really binary in terms of what will happen over time. And so I am bullish. You can say that again. And to watch this actual interview he did on Fox Business, check the show notes below the video in the description. And let's discuss the, you know what I mean? How realistic is this 150,000 target for this year? And how realistic is it that Bitcoin hits a million per coin? Because obviously it's not going to zero. And even Mike Saylor has said that. If it's not going to zero, it's going to a million. And I absolutely think it's more probable for Bitcoin to go to even 100 million than to zero, in my humble opinion. But yeah, 150 Gs, I mean, that's ultimately just over 2x the current price action, and virtually 2x from the 74,000 all-time high we reached back in mid-March. So I can see that as a very probable scenario, potentially this year as well. I've been calling for 2024. I can see Bitcoin going from 100 to 120,000. So 150,000 is in that ballpark. I still feel we hit the cycle peak in 2025, which is the year preceding the halving, right? Which would be next year. And I think we could hit as high as 750,000. My bear scenario, I stand strong at 222,000. Nipsey giving us the next buy signal, buy the dip opportunity, the way he does that. Just FYI, shout out to the mascot Nip. But yeah, we could go as high as 750,000 in a bull scenario. I mean, 150 is easy peasy. However, I want to know your thoughts. And thinking of a million, you're just thinking out loud. I know it's on the table and it can happen this year. There's a possibility. If I was to throw some math on it, I'd say maybe 15% chance of it happening this year. I'm more of a believer that it's going to happen the following cycle, some year between 2028 and 2029, sometime between then. So for example, I think let's just take the modest, very low, you know what I mean? Just so we could, I kind of the a believer of under promise, over deliver. So let's just say Bitcoin hypothetically hit my bear scenario for the cycle, which is, let's just say 250 for the sake of round even numbers instead of the 222. So let's hypothetically pretend we hit 250,000 in 2025. Then to hit a million, the following cycle is just a modest 4X. And if we hit 250 from the current price action, that's more than a 4X, obviously, right? It might be roughly 5X, maybe somewhere between 4 and 5X. But do you think Bitcoin will realistically 4 to 5X for the cycle? And can you see another 4 or 5X the following cycle? If you can, that's $1 million Bitcoin. And we also got to consider hyperinflation. I mean, the dollar is not getting any stronger. It's getting weaker and weaker by the day. We're like $35 trillion deficit here in the States. They're guaranteed to continue to print, as we pointed out earlier with Arthur Hayes and his conviction why Bitcoin is going to a million. So that has to play a factor as well. We have the institutional demand, which did not exist the previous cycle. It was driven purely from retail, and we hit 69,000 off of that. I am in the camp that we would have hit 100,000 previous cycle if we didn't have bad actors such as like FTX's scam Bankman-Fried, who is now serving 25 years in prison for fraud, for defrauding investors, right? He was obviously an enemy of Bitcoin. There are many enemies of Bitcoin. Another example of an enemy of Bitcoin would be that large asset manager. What's the name? Not BlackRock. We know BlackRock is the largest, but Vanguard. Vanguard openly talks down upon Bitcoin, says they will not allow their investors to invest in it. They don't believe in its ethics. Imagine that. Bitcoin separating money from state. We don't believe in its ethics. Well, guess what? They're the largest shareholder of MicroStrategy. We know MicroStrategy back in 2020, first public traded company to put biddies on the balance sheet. Shout out Michael Saylor. We're often asked, is there a second best?
Which one's the best crypto asset? Well, Bitcoin's the best crypto asset. Okay. What's the second best? There is no second best.
And there is no second best. And there's a reason for that. But anyways, Vanguard is the largest shareholder of MicroStrategy. So they already have indirect exposure to Bitcoin because MicroStrategy has over 220,000 Bitcoin on the balance sheet. The second largest shareholder, BlackRock. And if you don't know, BlackRock is a shareholder in roughly 90% or more of all the S&P 500 companies in the world. That ultimately tells you they own virtually everything. They have their hand in everything. Vanguard is the second largest asset manager. I think Fidelity may be third. I know Fidelity is at $4.5 trillion. Can someone look up Vanguard? I know it's high, but I know definitely BlackRock's the largest of $10 trillion. So, I mean, considering all this, considering the nation state adoption, the sovereign wealth funds, the nation secretly purchasing Bitcoin behind the scenes right now, adoption in the Middle East, the BRICS movement, the move away from using the dollar, potential of Bitcoin becoming a world reserve currency, hyper Bitcoinization, all of these factors we have to consider over the next few years. So the question becomes, when 1 milli, I'm going to go out and say, I can see Bitcoin realistically hitting a million by the year 2029, which would be the year preceding the following halving, which is scheduled to take place sometime in March of 2028. But let me know your thoughts. But I'm also open to the idea that Bitcoin can do it a lot sooner than anticipated. What if there is another bank run like we witnessed with the regional banking crisis last year, which took Bitcoin out from the gutter to back above $30,000, right? What if there are other unforeseen events and more war and more uncertainty in the markets? Where are all the billionaires? They say there's 2,500 plus billionaires on the planet. Where are they going to park their billions, right? When everything is untrustworthy, the only immutable perfect money in existence with a finite limited supply ends with the name coin and begins with the name bit, is all I'm saying. There is no alternative. There is no second best. And I think they're going to continue to stack all of these large hodlers, all of these whales. We know the majority of the Bitcoin supply is in the hands of the long-term hodlers. And if you're unwilling to sell, right, and there is mass demand in the market and very limited supply, you're going to witness what is called a supply shock. We've already witnessed a demand shock off the back of these ETFs, right? We just had a halving 5 days ago. So the issuance of Bitcoin is now only 450 per day, new being produced, whereas it was 900 every 4 years. We have again and have again until the year 2140, when there's no more Bitcoin left to be mined. Then we have to calculate the true scarcity of Bitcoin, considering all the lost Bitcoin, which we'll never see, right? We know there can only ever be 21 million, but how many millions are lost and gone forever? A lot, Laura, just saying. So how many more Bitcoin will become lost? A lot more, which makes it that much more scarce and that much more valuable. So when you start to think on the grand scheme of things, the total addressable market of the world, all the wealth in the world is collectively over 900 trillion. They say real estate is 300 trillion. They say the gold market cap is roughly 15 trillion. Bitcoin is just a pup. It is just getting started. What's 1.3 trillion market cap on the grand scheme of things? Nothing, right? So Bitcoin has potential, in my opinion, to do another 100x as far as market cap, right? 100 trillion, I can see it. I can see 100 million Bitcoin price, but it doesn't mean it's happening today. Bitcoin, I view as a long-term strategy, the greatest savings to ever exist. Meaning, not only is it a store of value, but Bitcoin being perfect money is the perfect savings. I view Bitcoin as a way to save, to not only preserve, but to increase your purchasing power. The dollar is mathematically guaranteed to continue to lose its purchasing power just on the fact it's guaranteed to continue to print the money because of the $35 trillion deficit. What you can buy in America, for example, with a dollar is not the same as it was 10 years ago. It's not the same as it was 3 years ago, right? You can buy less and less. Real estate continues to go up. Oil continues to go up. Everything not denominated in the dollar, it just continues to go up. It's going to cost more and more dollars to buy the same thing, right? It's called the melting ice cube. Michael Saylor described it with that metaphor perfectly. Those who treat fiat as a store of value, what do we call those folks? I mean, the song displays brilliantly what we call those folks.
That use fiat currency, we call them poor.
Why is that? Because fiat is guaranteed to continue to lose purchasing power. But if you can just save in Bitcoin and treat Bitcoin as your savings account, that will eventually transform your life. I'm not going to say it's going to happen overnight, but if you can hodl for at least two cycles, a mere 8 years of your life, maybe your family and future generations will never be the same again, right? And that's regardless if Bitcoin was a couple of hundred thousand in a few years or a couple of million or above and beyond our wildest expectations. The only form of currency that cannot be manipulated, controlled, and print more of and devalued is Bitcoin. So there is no second best, if you know what I'm saying. But anyways, let me know if you agree or disagree with some of these predictions. When do you think we'll likely to hit the $1 million target or even 150,000 as Brock Pierce is predicting by this year in 2024? holla at your boy.
And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.